I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the case of three Christians convicted of state crimes in Sudan, the window for appeals is closing. We're nearing the end of a 15-day time frame after an unexpected decision to throw the book at the three on January 29th. But there's also an emerging case that's causing unease, says Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern.
Another issue that we're aware of is plans to shut down about 25 churches. There have been developments in that regard, and that's another legal situation which is likely to develop soon.
What's going on in Sudan?
It's a steady process of removing Christianity from the country, essentially.
So what do we do with this information? We can share the stories that aren't in the headlines. And then...
they are asking for continued prayer to stand firm, to continue to serve and to reflect the gospel in their lives.
And mission work isn't just for missionaries per se. It's actually for the whole church, whether you're supporting by praying, giving, or going. And even when you're helping from afar through prayers or financial support, it makes a difference. Take this story from Jason Wolford of Christian Resources International. It's about a little boy named Johnny in Haiti who was blessed by a book distribution in 2009.
With those books and those Bibles, this little boy was so excited about getting the Word of God and having a Bible, and he got saved, and he was excited in sharing the extra copies of Bibles and Christian books to his village and friends in Haiti.
Now, sadly, Johnny was killed a year later in the big earthquake, but because of listeners like you, we can rejoice that Johnny was able to learn about Jesus, and today, he's with his Lord. If you'd like to be part of this impact, read the full story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.